Welcome to Spitalfields Music's What Next podcast series. Throughout our summer festival, we're asking people the question, what next? Today, Stuart Walker, head of the Cherry Trees School, a special school and outreach service for boys with behavioural difficulties, talks about what next for music and young people in Tower Hamlets.
Tower Hamlets is the most crowded and fastest growing local authority in Britain. 26.8 thousand of its children live in poverty. This, at 44%, is the highest proportion for any borough in the United Kingdom. At the Cherry Trees, we run a school for boys of under 11 with severe emotional difficulties. Typically, though not universally, they come from homes with multiple deprivations. Social, economic and cultural poverty is common. Factor in traumatic experiences, bereavement, domestic violence or illness, add a dose of ADHD or ASD and these young people are struggling. Struggling to thrive in their homes, at school, across the gamut of communities within which they operate. Frequently, these children rely on well-rehearsed but dysfunctional responses to challenge. Becoming angry and violent can ensure that no one can come close enough to hurt. It's easier to spit than to admit a need. Better the idiot than the fool. Of children in the UK, these are the boys with the least. Least support, fewest resources, smallest voices. There's often little music in these people's lives. They have the continuous surround sound of commercial pop, but no singing, no instruments, no folk culture. They've got wall-to-wall Miley Cyrus, but not a drum to beat. The overproduced audio and visual presentation of international music stars has distanced young people from the possibility of expressing themselves, more so than Champions League football inhibits them joining the local team. The commercial culture of entertainment is building additional barriers around these children's possible futures. This is as much a cultural as an economic deprivation. Popular songs, singing games and nursery rhymes are the common languages of the child's community. Without these, the young person has no shared vocal space to explore ideas, to play. Cherry Trees has, from our home in Bow, supported boys from East London who have struggled to succeed inside mainstream schools, or for whom mainstream schools have struggled to cater. Many of our pupils have grown up to be successful men who keep close touch with the school and look for opportunities where they themselves can help others. We have evolved practices which are proven to be effective in enabling these young people to find some direction in their lives. For over 10 years we have worked in partnership with Spitalfields Music, delivering music and performance opportunities to these pupils. For some young people, the chance to express themselves through singing or with an instrument and the satisfaction in being appreciated by an audience has been truly transformational. For some, there has been no other aspect of their life where they have felt such success. We might look at this in three ways: skills, performance and expression. Humans have evolved for a million years to use our mouths and fingers to make music. The earliest known European artifact is a bone flute. We've been losing the battle in East London to keep instruments in the accessible popular domain. It's not about economics. Anyone who has seen the landfill harmonic from Paraguay knows that young people will make music from what they've got. To sing and play is a fundamental human drive, and our complacent inability to facilitate these opportunities is neglectful. We need a strategic plan for putting instruments back into the playful hands of London's children. Often the troubled youth gets his kudos by acting in destructive ways and by causing fear. At the Cherry Trees, we have repeatedly given these youngsters the opportunity to receive accolade by performing in front of appreciative audiences. We have presented this to the public at our school hall and also to local community groups and professional performance spaces such as Rich Mix. Our young men often have few memories of their skills being enjoyed by others, perhaps none of this public recognition. For some, these performances are peak experiences in Maslow's sense, capable of transforming relationships with others and redirecting a person's world outlook. The young people of Tower Hamlets have a lot to think about. They are the most economically disadvantaged young people in Britain. They can walk from their front door through the poverty of their community and find themselves looking up at 30 St Mary Axe in the richest square mile in the world. They can stand in the middle of the Isle of Dogs and stare at the banks and publishing houses of the Docklands development. Nowhere on earth is the contrast between rich and poor more dramatic. Recently, poor families feel further attacked by welfare caps and bedroom taxes. Add the social pressures of crime and substance abuse and violence and gangs, and we have a toxic cocktail to feed our young. Only these young people are in the position to articulate their needs and hopes, as well as their anger and resentment. Music is the natural voice of the disenfranchised. The will is not there in the national psyche to support governments in funding music projects. The economy is in recession and the voice of the poor, collateral damage. Spitalfields Music, like Cherry Tree School, has become increasingly dependent on the individual people's understanding that even small injections of funding, well targeted, can have a transformational power on the lives of young people and communities.
That was Stuart Walker with his thoughts on what next for music and young people in Tower Hamlets. Tomorrow, Spitalfields Music volunteer Elizabeth Goldman tackles what next. During our summer festival, we're releasing a new podcast each day. Find out more at spitalfieldsmusic.org.uk or subscribe on iTunes.